I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for Monday, May 16th, 2016, to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mrs. Capalini?
Here.
Mr. Frye?
Here.
Mr. Hanem?
Here.
Mrs. Hussman?
Here.
Mr. Lucas?
Here.
Mr. Mishka?
Here.
Mrs. Westfall is absent.
Mrs. Westfall is excused. We'll go right into our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mrs. Capalini.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
As you all know, our friend and colleague, Dr. Reed Backus, a 34-year member of the city council, passed away last month. So if we may, have a moment of silence in memory of Dr. Backus. Thank you. They say sometimes these things come in threes. Well, that's our third moment of silence in this council chamber, and hopefully we won't have need for any for a while. Additions to the agenda. As Agenda Item 4A, we need to have an election of a president pro tem for this evening's meeting. Also, the clerk reminded me that we need to add as a 17B, report of the Finance Committee meeting held May 5th. Any additions by members of council?
Mr. Mayor, I have a Streets Committee report I'd like to also include on this evening's agenda.
Okay, Streets Committee. Any further additions from members of city council? Seeing none, Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schreier?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Chief Rodas?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Briding?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda stands approved as amended. Added Agenda Item 4A is election of a president pro tem in President Westfall's absence.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to move that Doug Hanem be named president pro tem for the meeting tonight.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. That Doug Hanem serve as president pro tem for this evening's meeting. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations, Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
There's lots of things to sign tonight. And we start right off at the top with approval of the council meeting minutes of our last meeting on May 2nd. Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of the minutes of the meeting of council of May 2nd, 2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded that the meeting minutes of our May 2nd city council meeting be approved as submitted. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. Agenda Item 6, you have proposed ordinance 27-2016. This is to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to our codified ordinances. Mrs. Briding, would you update us on this?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is their annual update of our printed codified ordinances. As you previously approved the hosting of Walter Drain of our online code, those are updated immediately after legislation is passed, but these are for the printed version of our code, and also includes, these are primarily amendments that have been made to the code by the state legislature, just amending definitions and things like that, and I would recommend approval of this ordinance.
Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance 27-2016. All members of council, having previously received copies, I will read by title only. An ordinance to approve, adopt, and enact current replacement pages to the codified ordinances, to repeal ordinances in conflict therewith, to publish the enactment of new matter, and waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 27, 2016, be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 27-2016, as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 27-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 27-2016 is approved. Agenda items 7, 8, and 9 are all annual ordinances or resolutions for the property tax assessments done as front foot assessments for controlling and providing for shade trees, which is a requirement of our Tree City USA ordinance and needed for the care of the trees in our city, also for maintaining ditches in our community, and also for streetlight assessments. These are all being proposed at the same rates of assessment as they were last year. There are no increases involved. We get these done so that they can be recorded with the county and properly included in next year's property taxes. Mr. Aller or Mrs. Booker or Mrs. Brining, any comments on these assessment rates?
Not really any comments. Can you answer questions?
These are pretty straightforward. Okay, the first one is proposed ordinance 28-2016, providing for the controlling blight and disease of shade trees and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in along the streets of the public right-of-way. Mrs. Capellini.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 28-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I'll read by title only. Providing for the controlling blight and disease of shade trees and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right-of-way of the City of Sylvania, authorizing the Director of Public Service by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2016, establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of Section 727.011 of the Revised Code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expense thereof upon abutting property, waiving a second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 28-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I'd like to move final passage, ordinance number 28-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 28-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 28-2016 is approved. Agenda item 8 is proposed ordinance 29-2016 providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and closing of open ditches within the City of Sylvania. Mr. Mishka.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 29-2016. All members of council having previously received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Providing for the construction, maintenance, repair, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches located within the corporate limits of the City of Sylvania. Authorizing the Director of Public Service by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2016. Establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of Section 727.012 of the Revised Code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expense thereof upon abutting property, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 29-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 29-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 29-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 29-2016 is approved. The third of these is Agenda Item 9, Proposed Resolution 7, 2016, declaring the necessity of lighting the streets in the city of Sylvania. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Resolution Number 7-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Declaring the necessity of lighting the streets in the city of Sylvania, Ohio, determining the manner of providing street lighting and the basis for the property owner's share of the cost and annual assessment, waiving the second and third readings, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Resolution Number 7, 2016, be read by title only, and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number 7-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 7, 2016, as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 7, 2016 is approved. Going right along with those is Agenda Item 10, which is Proposed Resolution 8, 2016, accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor, again for 2016 tax bills mailed in 2017. Mr. Schreier, these rates are unchanged.
They are unchanged.
Some are inside mills, some are outside mills. Again, these are assessed on the property tax bills that, for 2016, which are mailed in 2017. Mr. Hanem.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move adoption of Ordinance Number 8-2016.
Actually, Resolution 8.
Resolution, it's a resolution, I'm sorry. Mr. Mayor, move adoption of Resolution 8-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county auditor, waiving the second and third readings and adopting as an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that Resolution 8, 2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Mr. Mayor, move final passage of Resolution Number 8-2016 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 8, 2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 8, 2016 is approved. Thank you. Those are lots of housekeeping issues done. The next one is not a housekeeping issue. It's a report to you. The service director brought this to my attention, and I asked that he put it on the council agenda and make it official so you all understand why we cannot bid the River Trail in July as we hoped to, and cannot bid it probably until October or November. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, during one of my discussions with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, they indicated to me that it was going to be October of this year rather than June, which we had originally anticipated, before they make the awards announcements for the Clean Ohio Trails Fund program. That will put us, the awards will be announced in October. I would anticipate a month of agreements back and forth and signatures and all that kind of stuff with the state. And so it will be the towards the end of the year before we'll go out for bids for that project. We cannot advertise or award or anything of that nature. We can't do any of that work until that agreement is final. So we have to wait until that announcement.
This is a substantial portion, $500,000 to $800,000 of funding that we anticipate receiving for the River Trail Phase 2 construction. We still feel that there's a good chance we'll get that funding, but we cannot, as Mr. Aller said, bid or award that job until the grant awards are announced and under contract. So my read of that is we will start construction of the River Trail in spring of 2017.
That's likely, unless whether it cooperates with us again.
Kevin, did the person you spoke to in ODNR give you an explanation as to what the delay was caused by?
They indicated that they did set it back. If you remember, they had extended the deadline for applications, and it would be February and that was April. They thought that they could still try to get things done by June. They quickly realized that wasn't going to occur, and so they had planned on announcing a later award. And then when they saw the number of submissions made, they indicated that it would be October. So they did indicate that they received much more applications than what they typically do. So, which is unfortunate because that obviously means more competition. So, but I'm still hopeful. We've begun the first phase of the project, and they like to be involved in successive phases. So I think we stand a good chance, but nothing is guaranteed. So.
Do you know what the total amount is? I mean, the total award that they're giving to the whole deal?
I do not know, because it's, you know, typically the maximum amount that you could ask for was $500,000. And then prior to when the applications came out, they initially indicated that the maximum request would be $750,000. And then when they extended the deadline, they increased that to $850,000. So, but I've never heard a total dollar figure.
The pool, did we know?
Yeah.
That's good.
I don't know. So. I shouldn't say they've never announced. I've never heard. So I don't know what's in there.
This is not because we would not be ready to bid. And we have acquired the necessary easements to move ahead with the project. So we're in good shape there. We just need to put it on hold until we hear about the state funding.
There's nothing in the easements that will expire if you don't do anything. There's no terms in it.
No, they're perpetual.
Okay.
So does this mean we're really going to lose a year?
Mm-hmm. Essentially, yeah, 6 months to a year we'll lose, yeah.
All right, let's move on to agenda item 12. This has to do with the King Road widening and resurfacing a project that's in our capital improvements budget for this year, and I believe is partially funded, probably 49% by OPWC. This is to get the necessary right-of-way on the east side of the street in front of the new library to get that right turn lane in that really needs to be put there. Mr. Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As part of their project, they received the library, purchased an additional two properties there at the corner, and we need additional right-of-way through three of those properties. I believe there are four or five properties altogether, but we need additional right-of-way through three of those properties to be able to construct our street project. Part of that is because of some drainage that's needed on the east side of King Road with this project. So we have to move some of the drainage closer to the library property. So they are in agreement with these right-of-way purchases. Their board has already approved them, and they're just coming to council for approval. This will allow construction of the project, but also allow us to maintain the drainage facilities into the future.
All right, you have an ordinance 30-2016 to accept from Toledo Lucas County Public Library the warranty deeds for this additional right-of-way. Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 30-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Accepting from Toledo Lucas County Public Library warranty deeds of right-of-way relative to the King Road widening and resurfacing project, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Moved and seconded that ordinance number 30-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. There is no dollar amount in these purchases.
That's correct.
So these are dedicated from the library for public purpose. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 30-2016.
Second.
Been moved and seconded for final approval of ordinance number 30-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 30-2016 is approved. Turning on to the page 2 of our agenda, we're up to agenda item 13. This has to do with another item on our capital improvement budget. However, the price has gone up from what was budgeted due to a change in the coolant that's allowed in our environment. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This project was included in our budget for this year. We had used an estimate that we received in 2014 for that budget. In the time between that estimate and the time that we requested quotes, the type of coolant that was permitted in commercial building systems changed, and because of that, we had to make some piping changes, we're making some changes to the controls in the electrical controls of the units as well. Those changes added about $11,000 to the cost of the project. We knew that when we requested the quotes, but we wanted to get updated quotes regardless, and so we went forward. We requested quotes from 7 local contractors, and we received 2 responses. The 2 responses we received, you can see in the letter, M&M Heating and Cooling. They're based in Toledo, and then Rawlings Heating and Cooling, which is the firm that does our annual maintenance program throughout the city. I am familiar with M&M Heating and Cooling. They've done some other work for me in the past, and they're a good company. They'll do a good project. We did go over budget on this particular project, but several of our other capital projects have come in under budget, and I would recommend that we use those savings from those projects and move forward with this project. The existing chillers are failing. They went out of service several times in the hot summer days, and they struggle keeping the building up to temperature, or down to temperature, I should say, during just normal operation. So I would recommend that we move forward with the project, and I would recommend awarding a contract to M&M Heating and Cooling in the amount of $46,620.
Mr. Aller, the price differential between the two, I'm presuming that they both responded with the same efficiency units? So it's an apples-to-apples comparison as far as the chiller efficiency?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And do you know by any chance what the kW per ton is on these units?
Not without looking at the specification.
Okay. What's the Brent manufacturer?
It's a... because the existing units are train units, but they're not. That was not what was specified.
York?
No.
Carrier?
Carrier, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We had our local firm, JDRM, did the specifications for the project.
Okay, great. Thank you.
This is Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 31-2016. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of M&M Heating and Cooling, Inc. for the provision of a new HVAC chiller unit for the Sylvania Municipal Court building, appropriating $46,620, therefore waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 31-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance stat 31-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 31-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 31-2016 is approved. Moving on to agenda item 14, this has to do with a cooperation agreement working with the Sylvania Schools, the Lucas County Engineer, and Sylvania Township Trustees to complete a sidewalk connecting Southview High School with the new Toledo Lucas County Public Library nearby, and running that sidewalk along the south side of Sylvania Avenue. It's surprising how hard sometimes these no-brainer projects are, and I appreciate Mr. Lukey's assistance in getting this project going. We have worked with the county engineer to come up with an agreement for all four parties to split the cost. We hope that all four parties are going to participate. They're all having to approve the same thing. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, there were, soon after the library announced that they were going to build at that location, the concern of the gap in the sidewalk was raised. And Lucas County, Sylvania Township, Sylvania Schools, the library, and ourselves held meetings to try to come up with a solution to the problem. The county engineer, by statute, is not permitted to spend money on sidewalks, so they weren't able to contribute any money financially to those, but they did agree to provide the engineering, the surveying, the engineering, and things of that nature as in-kind services, and use that as their contribution to the project, if you will. So they, this agreement puts together, shows that they are providing those services, and then takes the other hard costs and splits that cost evenly between the schools, the library, the city, and township. If all four entities agree to enter into the agreement, each entity share would be $10,125 each. If one of those entities decides not to participate, then we will redistribute those funds and see if the other three entities want to participate in thirds. It is our hope that all four entities will decide to participate, but we control ourselves and not the others. So I would recommend that approval of the agreement and that we move forward with the project.
This is a sidewalk being built in Sylvania Township that I still think it's appropriate for the city to contribute to the cost of the sidewalk because it's connecting a high school in the city with a library that's in the city. It was discussed with the schools, why not take the kids back along Cougar Lane, and there's a couple of reasons for that. First off, there is no sidewalk along Cougar Lane. They don't want kids walking in the road back there. And also, that's where their bus garage traffic is, and they really didn't want the kids walking through and conflicting with the bus garage traffic. So putting it out along Sylvania Avenue, to me, makes the most sense. I recommend passage of this, and I hope that the other entities will. I'm sure the library will. We'll see what we get back from the other entities.
Just out of curiosity, who's actually going to do the bid for this?
County engineer.
That's what I thought. I just wanted to double check that.
And I imagine we have to secure easements for the townships. Who's doing, the county engineer is doing the bidding. It's their contract that'll do the work.
Yes.
If we need easements or the group needs
they will be pursuing those. They will actually be the entity that the easements are granted to.
Okay.
We may be involved in the discussions with property owners, but the easements will actually be granted to the county.
And do we have a sense whether or not the property owners will agree to those right now, or we haven't pursued that yet?
We have not had any verbal conversations with them. I shouldn't say that. We've had some telephone conversations with a couple of them, but not all of them. They have been notified of the project and that they'll be getting some additional documentation for easements, but nothing in depth as far as what their positions are or anything like that.
And that's why you've got an estimated right of way, right?
Correct.
Those parcels.
Yeah.
You're not sure 100% yet.
Right.
Okay.
There is a sidewalk in existence on the north side of Sylvania, but there's no sense making those kids cross over the street twice to get over there. All right, we have in front of you ordinance 32-2016 to authorize this cooperation agreement. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 32-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into a joint cooperation agreement on behalf of this city of Sylvania with the Board of Lucas County Commissioners, the Board of Toledo Lucas County Public Library, the Board of the Sylvania City Council, or the Sylvania City School District, and the Board of the Sylvania Township Trustees relative to the Sylvania Avenue Sidewalk Project, appropriating $10,125 for said project, waiving the second and third reading, and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 32-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of ordinance number 32-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 32-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 32-2016 is approved. Agenda item 15 is asking your permission to prepare and submit an application for the 2016 Transportation Improvement Program, or TIP. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Surface Transportation Program, if you can believe it, is we're actually looking out into 2021 and 2022 for funding. And that's how far out transportation projects are moving forward or chasing funding, if you will. In those years, there's about $11 million that's available for projects. And there is a pool of money in for projects that are considered small projects, and you can obtain up to 50% of the cost of the project for that. And then there's a larger pool of all of the projects in which you can request up to 80% of the cost of those projects. We are right now, those project applications are due June 3rd. And of course, this is the last meeting that we have before that meeting. We are right now going through the different scenarios. We also plan to couple this project with an OPWC application in 2020 to hopefully get OPWC funds for the project as well. And we right now are playing the grant program game of which way to go and which gives us the best opportunity to obtain the most funds. So that's why we have the letter requesting that we are requesting up to $514,500. It depends on how the scoring comes out for the projects. And then whatever we don't obtain through the SDP program is what we would end up requesting in the OPWC portion. So either way, our anticipated cost to the city is $80,800, and that's, you know, that's a small percentage of the total project cost of $695,300. So if we can leverage the two programs against each other, we come out very favorable. So at this time, we are participating in the small project portion of the TIP program and then pursuing additional funds through the OPWC process. But we do need permission to submit that application as the STP application, and we would request permission to do so.
All right, I think a little explanation about the budget for the project. That's a lot of money to spend in that short stretch of road. So why don't we talk about that for a moment?
It is a stretch of a lot of money. That section of street has several problems. The storm sewer is in extremely poor condition. It needs to be replaced throughout that section. We have some curb and pavement problems in there. The pavement problems have been caused primarily because of the poor drainage. If you you take a look through there, we have a lot of water that sets in the, right near the entrance to the hotel. You see a big rain. In fact, if you travel through there, it'll bury your car if it's a big rain. And that water just sets there. It doesn't have a basin there. It just, it's not the way you want asphalt to work. It's not the way you want drainage to work. And so that needs to be fixed. We have to do some regrading. We have to do some reprofiling. The storm sewer, the reconstruction that has to take place is just a pretty large project. We had looked at just doing a surface repair of that because of the cost of the project, and we just, again, some of the discussions we've had earlier, that's throwing good money after bad. It just, you know, it's a short-term fix. And to do it right, this is the way to do it right. We'll have to wait a little bit. We may have to do some spot repairs to get us to the years 2021 and 22, but it's the right way to do it. And so that's why we recommend moving forward with this. It's just, it is an extremely small section, and you think about $695,000, but there are a lot of, there are some sanitary sewer repairs that we need to make in the area. The water line's in pretty good shape. We don't anticipate having to do any water main work, but the storm sewer and sanitary sewer work needs some work while we're there. And the street basically needs to be completely reconstructed. The base is in poor shape.
All right. We do have proposed Resolution 9-2016 to authorize the administration to make and submit this application. Mr. Frye.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce Resolution Number 9-2016. All members of council having previously received copies, I will read by title only. A resolution authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to prepare and submit an application to participate in the surface transportation program managed by the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments Transportation Improvement Program and to execute contracts as required, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
And moved and seconded that Resolution Number 9-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move final passage of Resolution Number
9-2016. Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of Resolution 9-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 9-2016 is approved. Agenda item 16 is Proposed Ordinance 33-2016. Again, this is an annual ordinance. This is to allow us to hire and pay teachers, a head teacher, and teacher's aides for the Sylvania Safety City Program, which is coming up the first week of June. Graduation is scheduled to take place on
June 10th.
Friday, June 10th at 10:30 a.m. and at 2 p.m. It's morning and afternoon sessions. And we encourage you to pass these. There's not a lot of dollar involved, and these are very popular programs with our parents and young people. Whenever I go to a DARE graduation, or I did it at the Arbor Day program, I ask the kids, how many of you participated in Safety City? And almost every hand goes up.
Kay and I were counting, Mayor. It was 98%.
Well, it's pretty fast counting. There are hundreds of kids out there. So we encourage this one. Mr. Lukey, you're on the Safety Committee. Would you read this one for us?
Sure. I'd like to introduce Ordinance Number 33-2016. Copies have been previously made available to members of council. Therefore, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to enter into agreements with a head teacher, teachers, and aides for the Sylvania Safety City program being conducted by the Sylvania Division of Police, providing funds therefore, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Ordinance Number 33-2016 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of Ordinance Number 33-2016.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 33-2016 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 33-2016 is approved. I invite you all to those Safety City programs if you happen to have time. Those are fun to go to, see the youngsters. They all get a T-shirt. They put them in different colored T-shirts depending on which class they're in. Okay, on to agenda item 17. 17A is report of the Employee and Community Relations Committee held this evening at 6:30. Mr. Lukey.
Right, Mr. Mayor, the committee did meet this evening at 6:30. Present were all members who are present here, with Ms. Westfall excused, yourself, Ms. Brining, Mr. Aller, and Mr. Sanford. The purpose of the meeting was to review an idea that you brought to us from Worthington, Ohio, which is an annual calendar for the city of Sylvania. The Worthington calendar was presented by Mr. Sanford. He walked us through the concept. It would be a 12-month calendar that contains important events not only of the city but also the community. Mr. Sanford said that we currently produce two country journals every year at the cost of about $6,000 for the two of them, and there's a sense that we could, along with some community underwriting, do a calendar for roughly the same costs. There's a more souped-up version of the calendar that we could do by hiring an outside design firm, and that cost would be slightly more at $24,000. I would say that the members of the committee were in general agreement on the fact that the city could benefit from an event calendar of this kind. However, there was quite a bit of discussion about whether the format needed to be a print version or whether it could conceivably be something that was online on the city website or in an app even. Generally speaking, I think there was a sense that we needed to do a little bit more fact-finding around the idea of a calendar, both from talking to some of our fellow residents about how they get their information, whether it's digital or whether it's print, and also doing a little bit of benchmarking with some other communities to determine what is the best practice around the state and around the country. So that said, we gave some direction to Mr. Sanford to go back and get some more information. We agreed to meet again on this topic on June 1st at 5 o'clock in the afternoon in council chambers. Our concern is that if we decide to move forward with a print version, the production timelines are fairly tight because somebody needs to put it together. We need to go out and collect information from the community. And I think the idea would be, if we proceeded in that route, to try to have it ready for distribution in December. So there's a bit of urgency to this, which is why we set a near-term date to discuss it again.
All right, thank you. Added agenda item 17B is report of the Finance Committee meeting held May 5th. And Chairman of the Finance Committee.
Yes, she asked me if I would give a report.
No, it's you.
Because I have it right here.
Okay.
So Mrs. Westfall is not here tonight. She did provide the following background for the meeting of the Finance Committee that was held on Thursday, May 5th at 7:30. All members of council were present, along with the mayor and Leslie and Toby and Kevin. The focus of the meeting was to continue council's review, the committee's review of the city's debt policy, in particular with an eye toward the context of the 2017 budget. Toby walked the members of the committee through various responses to questions that it had generated at a previous Finance Committee meeting, and they were focused on various scenarios of taxing dynamics, potential revenue opportunities based on a variety of mechanisms, and some data related to tax income from some of the city's largest employers. I think the group, in concept, identified that the city's biggest need moving forward was to have the capital funds needed to maintain the city's streets, repairs, maintenance, and replacement. And that would be a major factor driving budgets not only in 2017 for the years forward. I think the group felt that there was the need for some additional discovery of information and asked the administration to pull information as it relates to potential additional ways of funding various construction projects and other sources of revenue. With that in mind, there was also concern about consideration potentially given to individuals on fixed incomes, particularly seniors. So there continues to be further discussion about a finance and debt policy, and the committee agreed to meet again on June, please stand by,
2nd
at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So the discussion will continue. It will be in the Finance Department conference room.
Thank you. And agenda item 17C is report of the Streets Committee. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Streets Committee met on Tuesday, May the 3rd at 4 p.m. All members of council were in attendance, as were the mayor and Mr. Aller. Good chunk of the meeting was Mr. Aller spent some time reviewing a memo that came out the 29th of April regarding the streets and the condition of those streets. Mr. Aller discussed the various locations and street conditions around the city. A number of questions came out of that with additional information being provided. One of the questions specifically was how the city of Sylvania streets compared to other communities, and some of that information was provided. Our streets are actually in pretty good shape compared to many other communities. And one of the questions that came about from this was the public policy question of how do we maintain our current overall street condition levels? We don't have many complaints from citizens at this point based on various conversations with members of council. But right now we have provide a 20-year cycle on street repairs, we would need to provide about $2.2 million a year at current expense levels for funding, and we haven't been doing that for the last number of years. That creates the potential need for incremental construction in order to keep our streets in the existing condition. Mr. Aller was going to get a list of the next 5 years of what streets anticipate the construction necessary over the next 5 years, and then a projection of if we do that fund at that level for the next 5 years, what the projections would look like for our streets relative to where they're at now. And that was going to be accomplished by mid-June. The other thing that was discussed in the Streets Committee meeting was the potential of accepting the public right-of-way, the Winding Creek Place. A motion was made by Mr. Hanum to recommend the council accept the Winding Creek Place into the public right-of-way, with a second by Mr. Mishka, and the meeting was adjourned after that.
All right. Any additional committee reports to be made at this time? Hearing none, are there any committee referrals to be made? That brings us to the end of our agenda. There's no further business. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Just one short word. I have had two calls by people asking me about mosquito spraying and Zika virus.
So these would be pro.
These are pro, and the calls were, you know, what is the city going to do about mosquitoes? And I'm just reminding council members that Toledo area sanitary district is one of the oldest and most accomplished mosquito control agencies in the state and in the country, and they do have a presence in the on the internet that you can refer people to if people have concerns or questions.
We appreciate that. They do a very good job. They don't put out quite the same kind of cloud that they used to when they go down your street, but you can certainly hear them when they go down your street. And they do make a big difference. If he gets out of the sanitary district, you can tell the difference, no doubt about it. Okay, if there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until the next regularly scheduled meeting, 3 weeks from tonight, on June 6, 2016, 7:30 p.m. in these council chambers. Thank you all for attending.